Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome to David Matto Radio. I'm Dr. Dave, and this is the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Welcome. Great to have you. I'm the vegan, and it's good to have you back because this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, and a lot more. And I've got a great one for you today. You're going to hear my walking through some leaves as they rustle because I am in my outdoor studio. I've talked a lot about being outside, and I just really believe, you know, a lot of you go to the gym, and I used to have a gym membership, but I don't like the gym anymore. I truly believe that when you're outside and you're one with nature, there, you see some real changes in your body, in your life, in your mental capacity, whatever it takes. I just recorded a Facebook Live video that went out to my Facebook audience just a short time ago, just before I came on here and press record for this podcast episode. And I talked about the Magic Four, and I'll go into that at a future episode. I've talked about that quite a bit with you, the Magic Four, which I believe is a life changer. And I'm telling people, instead of going on the treadmill in a gym, go outside, experience the earth, experience your feet touching the earth. It really does make a difference. Trust me on this one. Unless you're living in a climate that's so difficult to get outside, and I doubt too many of you are. Because I know when I'm in Colorado in the winter, when there's snow on the ground all winter long, I still get outside way more than I'm inside. I mean, I'm outside almost all day and into the evening walking and skiing because I just love being with nature. It really is a game changer. And you know, when I started this episode today, and by the way, I do want to welcome you, whether you're brand new, and if you're brand new, you will become addicted. Yes, you will. And it's a good addiction. It's not a bad addiction. It's okay. We will be addicted. If you're a listener that's been with me for some time, I appreciate you. And thanks so much for coming back. See, it really does work. And I started off by saying it's going to be a great episode because I was thinking about that when I said it's going to be a great episode today. Well, I'm here to change lives. I'm here to change your life. And I can't do that with a mediocre episode. So every episode I put out is a great episode. And if you hear an episode and you don't think it's so great, I want you to write to me and tell me, hey, Dave, I just think that you were subpar today. You just didn't have it. I don't think that's going to happen because truly, now there might be a topic that you don't love. It's possible. But I try to give every single episode my 110%. I really do. Because I want to help you. Now, before we get into today's topic, I want to share something with you. I started a Facebook group just a few days ago. I've already got about 250-some people in it. It just started. It's called... Well, here's how you get to it. I'll share with you how to get to it because then it'll take you right there. It's the Supercharge Hangout. You go to superchargehangout.com. It's all one word, of course. Superchargehangout.com. You type that into your search box in your regular search box in Google, and it'll take you right. It'll redirect right to my Facebook group. We're going to supercharge your life. There's no question about it. So you go to superchargehangout.com. We'll make sure that Danielle puts that all in the show notes. And what she'll do, she'll link it. So if you go to the show notes, and by the way, we have notes up for, I don't know if you knew this, we have notes for every episode I do, every single episode I've ever done. We have, it's not only a transcript, but it's basically notes. So if I say, hey, check the notes and I'm going to give you more information on this, and then we have it. So Danielle, make sure, Danielle is my fantastic assistant. Make sure we have a link to this incredible Facebook group. Because if you're not there with me yet, I want you to join us. We help, we motivate, we inspire. It's not just all about me. Everybody is there to help each other. It's an incredible group of people. So come in there with a great attitude. We don't judge. We just help everybody. We do. I want to share something with you. A great guy, a listener, a fan, a friend of mine, a viewer. He views my Periscope broadcast. He's in my groups. He likes to do everything. He's also going to be coming to our Weekend to Awesome, which is going to be taking place in April of 2017. Weekend to Awesome. I did give it a name. It's called Weekend to Awesome. It's a weekend that I'm only going to accept 10 people, and we're going to change lives like you would not believe it. So his name is Steve Moore. He's going to be there. He wrote a letter to me. It came by Facebook Messenger. Actually, he posted it in one of my Facebook groups. I want to read this letter to you, and I'm going to answer Steve on this podcast. It's fairly lengthy, but as I get into it, you'll see why I want to answer this letter on this show today. Now, I will tell you, before I read it, I want to let you know one thing. Steve uses the word vegan in this letter. And as you know, if you've been with me for some time, I call myself the vegan, and it's kind of just a lighthearted way of saying vegan. It's kind of either with an accent, or it's just kind of like, it's kind of a fun way to say vegan, and no harm meant. No, it's just fun. And a lot of my fans and friends, I see somebody in public, they'll look at me, they'll say, hey, it's Mr. Vegan, or it's Dr. Vegan, or it's the vegan. I'm known as the vegan. So Steve kind of likes that, and let me read his letter. I'm going to share this with you because, you'll see why. Okay, I'm going to read it. I might make a couple comments as I'm reading it, but I will definitely comment when I've finished the letter. Dear David, I listened to your podcast this morning titled, Why Do They Make Fun of Us? This got me contemplating about it fairly deeply that I went for another walk this morning that turned out to be a very long walk. This after doing my Magic 4 already earlier this morning. See, Steve does his Magic 4 every day. That's my comment in there. Steve does his Magic 4 every day, and he says it's changing his life. Okay, continuing with the letter. You and Yoko became vegan because of your love for animals and the way they are being treated. Yes, that's true, Steve. We did it for several reasons, health reasons and animals, but animals was definitely the number one reason. So you're right. My wife and I, now this is Steve talking again, my wife and I became vegetarian and now vegan because of our desire to be healthier. Okay, fair enough. That's cool. Don't get me wrong. We both love and care for animals. That was just not our motivation for becoming vegan. Most vegans preach about the way animals are treated to the extent that non-vegans get very tired and frustrated to the point that they're considering vegans as extremist groups. Now, Dave, don't get upset with me until you have read my entire rant. Smiley face. A really nice smiley face in there. We have looked into joining some vegan groups here in Oklahoma City, but have been turned off from them due to the get-togethers are all about the mistreatment of animals. Nothing about being healthier or helping others to become vegan. We left one get-together early because I was being ridiculed for saying vegan instead of vegan. The whole group was trying to tell us that saying vegan was damaging to their cause. We no longer attempt to join any of the groups now. These types of groups are what everyone is seeing and hearing about. There was a news story here about a speaker at the New Jersey Veg Fest that said if you are a vegetarian, that you did not belong there. You are either a vegan or nothing. I do not know if this is true or not, but this is what the media is putting out there for everyone to hear. I believe this is why most non-vegans make fun of us. Save the animals now sounds no different than save the whales to most people. They just hear it too much. You talk about different views and reasons for being a vegan. The healthier lifestyle needs to be pushed out to the public through the media a lot more than it is, which is not at all here in Oklahoma. You have brought me a long way in my lifestyle change that I could never thank you enough for. To me, you have come a long way from that idiot scoping from Breckenridge, from his living room, not even in front of a window, to being an awesome mentor. I'll explain that to you in a second. This is Dave speaking again, but I'll explain that to you because Steve found out about me first when he happened to stumble upon me doing a Periscope broadcast from Breckenridge, and I probably had my ski hat on and probably looked like a ski bum. And he thought I was probably some weirdo, but I guess he tuned in and wanted to see what this crazy guy was all about. And he started following me. And then he found that, hey, this guy's no wacko ski bum. He truly has a message. That was me giving a little editorial to Steve's letter. Now, let me see where we are. We need a lot more people like yourself in this world. After seeing how the change has affected my health and the way I feel, our son and his wife are now starting the change toward veganism. Yay! Another smiley face. He used to be one of them that made fun of me when I decided to change. But now he's changing. That was my voice thrown in there. Yes, we have lost some good friends because of it, but I would not change a thing. Thank you, Dave, in capital letters. Thank you, Dave. Sorry this turned out so long. Like I said, it was a very long walk. Steve. Steve, first of all, I thank you for that letter. It was just, it's an incredible letter. I'll try to touch on some of the points you made, but I first want to let my audience know that I had the pleasure of meeting Steve in person when I was on Hippie Road Trip number one. Now, some of you may remember this. I'm pretty sure I talked about it on a podcast earlier around Hippie Road Trip number one when I was driving from Phoenix, Arizona to, I ended up in Memphis, Tennessee. And along there was this city called OKC, Oklahoma City. And when Steve Moore saw that I was doing my Hippie Road Trip and going through his city, his town, he said, hey, Dr. Dave, Mr. Vegan, can you meet up with me? And I said, sure, let's meet up. Thinking to myself that, okay, I'm pressed for time. I've got to cover some miles, but I've got a few minutes. I can meet up with this guy. He said he's right along my route. He said he was going to be in a Panera, which was right off of Interstate 40. So he said it will not be out of my way at all. So I said, what the heck? Let's meet this guy. When I say let's, I mean, it was just me. It wasn't like a let's meet this guy. It was just me. I'm going to meet this guy. So, okay, I'm going to go into Panera, meet up with him for 2, 3, 4 minutes, shake his hand. I walked into Panera, and the first thing I heard from this man sitting at a table, he stood up and he looked at me, he said, Mr. Vegan. And the whole place, like everybody looked up at what's going on. And he came up to me and I came up to him, and I think we gave each other a hug. And he said, you will never know how much you've changed my life. And Steve, I will never forget those words. You will never know how much you've changed my life. And you know something? Up until that point, I had no idea. And the 2 or 3 or 4 minutes I was going to stay with Steve and Panera turned into 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. We did a video. He shared some stories with me. It was an incredible time. And I will tell you this, Steve, if I had had more time, I would have spent hours there with you. It was a really great morning. So I've come to know Steve, and Steve is one of my tremendous fans on Periscope, right here on this podcast, in my Facebook groups. He's a big fan. But you know why? You know what's more important than him being a big fan? He's changing his flipping life. Steve is a retired truck driver. Grew up and worked in Oklahoma and Texas his whole life. The land of beef, you know, cattle, meat. In Oklahoma and Texas, they never heard of vegans. But Steve decided to, and pardon my terrible pun here, take the bull by the horn. That's a horrible pun. I didn't mean it. And change his life. And that he did. He's lost weight. Medical issues have gone away. Like I said, Steve's going to be at my Weekend to Awesome in April of 2017. If you happen to be there, I'm only taking 10. If you happen to be there, he's going to be there with his wife. So that's 2 people already. We're down to 8 more. If you happen to be there, you can hear his incredible, inspiring story. I promise you. I'm actually speaking for Steve. I don't know if he wants to get up and tell his whole story. I don't know. But I imagine he's coming to an awesome weekend. It's going to be intimate. And I imagine he's going to want to share this. But getting back to some of the things that you said, Steve, in this letter, I feel really bad about the groups that you've come in contact with in Oklahoma City, the vegan groups. I'm going to use the word vegan. I don't care what they say. You can play this for them, for all I care. I want you to play this podcast for the group leader, or the people in the group, because they are narrow-minded. They're backwards people. Because if they make you feel bad about using the word vegan, when clearly you know the real word, and clearly you were doing it like I do, tongue-in-cheek, because we want to have some fun. Life is about having fun, people, too. It's not about being flippin' serious every second of every day. And let me tell you something. I donate to animal charities, farm sanctuaries. I can't even tell you the number of animal charities I have that I get every year, envelopes in my mail, and Yoko and I donate to help save animals. And not only that, we've gone to farm sanctuaries and held the animals and helped out. So it's not just money, but we do whatever we can. We've tried to save animals when we can. We have animals. We love animals. And guess what? I use the word vegan. So using the word vegan does not mean that you don't care or you're some weirdo. It doesn't mean that. It means you're having a little bit of fun in life, okay? And if this damn group cannot understand that, then they're not helping anybody. I don't care what anybody says. They're just not helping anybody. Because if they would make fun of a member and his wife that are coming there to join into their cause, and they make fun of this person who not only wants to help the animals, I'm sure, I mean, that's not the primary cause, but Steve says he loves animals in this letter. And they want to make fun of him and ridicule him. And Steve, they don't even realize how much of an ambassador Steve could be in the Oklahoma City area for becoming a vegan. Just because he pronounces the word a little bit funny. I think it's pitiful. I think it's really, really sad what they did. They lost a good person. I recommend that you look around and try to find some other groups. There's got to be something. There might be something under the radar, Steve. There's got to be. I know here in the Baltimore area, there are tons of get-togethers and tons of groups. There's not just one. And all of them are a little bit different. My friend Sharon runs a group that's definitely geared pretty much all to health. She talks about eating plant-based, whole foods, no SOS, and she's really, really smart when it comes to health. And then my friend Don Robertson runs a group, and they've both been guests on my show here, and he's more probably a little bit more towards the animal ethics, but neither of them, and I know both of them very well, and neither of them would ever, ever make fun of somebody who's trying to spread the word as well. That's just crazy. It makes me sad. And as far as the New Jersey Veg Fest, Steve, I am very close with the person, Kendra Arnold, who runs the New Jersey Veg Fest, and her friend Marissa. They both are the ones that started it. This is the first year. I was there. I was a speaker there. I didn't hear anything about another speaker saying that if you're not 100% vegan, or if you're a vegetarian, then you might as well just leave or something like that. I don't remember the exact quote there, but something to the effect of if you're a vegetarian, you might as well just leave because you got to be 100% vegan or nothing. I didn't hear anything like that there. I saw many of the speakers. I didn't hear anybody talking about that. So, and I saw that Kendra did come on and say she did not hear anything like that either. So there may have been some misinformation there, Steve. I'm just not sure. The New Jersey Veg Fest was an incredible event that I was proud to be a speaker at the inaugural event. And I think next year they're probably going to double their attendance. It was just awesome. So, Steve, I appreciate you. And when I'm talking to Steve, I'm actually talking to you, all of you, not just Steve. But I appreciate you sending in this lengthy letter. And I'm glad I had a chance to comment on it. And I really hope it helps from the angle of people. There are all kinds of people on this planet. And are all vegans good? No. There's some crazies out there. Are all meat eaters bad? No. I've got family members and friends that eat meat. And I've said this on almost every show. I do not look down on anybody because we're all in different stages of our lives. I've been a vegan for just about 3 years now. Just about three. And I'm thinking back, if 5 years ago somebody would have looked down on me and told me I was a pathetic person because I ate meat, that would not have sat right with me, because I was not a pathetic person. I was actually a very caring person, but I just wasn't ready to hear the message yet. That's all. That's the only difference. I just wasn't ready. And some people maybe will never be ready. And that's okay. That does not mean they're bad people. Everybody does things on their own timeline. That's just the way it is. I will be back with you next week with another great show. And if you have any letters for me, anything you want to see, you of course hang out on my Facebook group. Of course, I want to see you there. And one more time, the easiest way to get there, and we'll have a link on the show notes, superchargehangout.com. I invite you to be there with me. But if you want to say something private, you can either send me a Facebook message or you can send me an email at dave@davidmaddow.com. And my last name is M-A-D-O-W, so it's dave@davidmaddow.com. I always say that if you know how to spell my name, D-A-V-I-D-M-A-D-O-W, then you can find me anywhere. You'll have no problem finding me. Hey, guys, it's been great. When I say guys, I mean that collectively, guys and gals, men and women, boys and girls. I'm Dr. Dave. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.